There are three parables today, and they all describe what the love of God is really like. Let's begin by seeing how Jesus used the first two parables to show us that we don't have to earn God's love because he's the one pursuing us. And then second, we'll focus on the prodigal son and see how God's love works even when we're the ones who are in the wrong. So first, Jesus uses the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin to let us see how we get God's love wrong at times. Each of us at some point view God as all-knowing and all-powerful, and this is correct. But then we think that God is so concerned with the big and important matters of the universe that he can't possibly pay attention to me and my little life. If you feel this way, Jesus is telling you flatly you're wrong. God is crazy in love with you to the point where it's not rational. We know what this looks like. You know how love can make you do irrational things that just plain don't make sense. For love, we have safe routines, but we quit our jobs and then move cities. For love, we jump in front of bullets. Who do you think we get that from? We get it from our Creator. We act this way because we're like God, and this is how he acts when he is in real love. If a rational shepherd loses one sheep, then he would say, well, I'm not risking the 99 to go after the one. You just cut your losses. But Jesus is saying that's not God. He's so in love that he'll go after the one who strayed. We saw proof of this because God the Son left heaven and became vulnerable to pain, suffering, and death just to go after those who strayed. If a rational person loses a penny in their house, they just kind of move on with their day. But Jesus says that's not God. He likens it to stopping and just kind of ransacking the house in order to find the one lost coin. This tells us that when we ourselves feel that I'm too insignificant for God, Jesus corrects it. God loves you in every part of your life. Nothing is too small. So to prove this, he died for us and would have died for you even if you were the only person that existed. So this is the first point. Jesus is using these first two parables to try to get us to pay attention to how God actually feels about us. He's the one pursuing us. Too often we believe the lie that, I'm not worth God's time. But the exact opposite is true. God is crazy in love with you and trying to pursue you. But how do we respond to him? Let's move on to our second point, which shows how deep and unshakable God's love is. It came in our last parable, the prodigal son. The prodigal son is heinous and cruel to his dad. By asking for his inheritance while his father is alive, essentially he's saying, hey, Dad, I'm too impatient for you to die. Can you just give me my inheritance now? Even while treated so cruelly, the moment the son is journeying back toward the father runs to him and completely restores him to his rightful place as his son. Notice one thing, though. The gospel says, while he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him. I think this just shows that the father every day is out there just looking and waiting for the son to return. And the moment he catches a glimpse, he runs right to him. The reason I love this is because no matter how far you stray, no matter how far you go, God still loves you. The worst of the worst who have abandoned God for decades, they are literally only one confession away from being 100% back. Jesus made his Catholic Church in such a way that every last one who has acted like the prodigal son can receive the prodigal son's return. So I've gotten to see this firsthand a couple times. People are just kind of shy and afraid when they've been away for so long and they kind of want to come back. They say to me, well, I haven't been to Mass in decades and I kind of want to come back. What all do I have to do? And I get the privilege of seeing the look on their face when I say the truth. All you need is one confession. Then you're back home. Everyone God constantly pursues you. God perpetually just waits for you to take notice of him. It's crazy how often I myself forget this. I'll be in the office all day, or meetings, or pastoral counseling, or phone calls, and there are many days when I finally stop and pray, and then I just shake my head and say, oh yeah, there you are. To experience him, all I have to do is stop. It's the same for you. Praying a little bit each day, over time, you're going to get to the point where you're going to stop in the middle of whatever you're doing, and one day you're going to feel it. Oh, there you are, God. You're just kind of waiting for me to turn to you. So the rest of this Mass and this week, it's time to maybe pause during the day to contemplate God's love for you. It's not an earned thing. It's not a conditional thing. You are the sheep that he would irrationally chase down. You are the coin that is the opposite of insignificant. And when you and I sin, all it takes is a tiny moment in confession saying, Father, I'm sorry. Jesus showed us today how God loves us. It doesn't make sense, but love rarely does.